HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, the place for Colorado festival, event, and travel information. As the days get shorter and colder, I start thinking about theater and museums. I realize these topics come up a lot on HeidiTown, but that's because Colorado has no shortage of artistic and cultural events to write about. Plus, museums and live theater are the mayor's favorites. Denver Arts Week runs November 2nd through the 10th and is a celebration of the city's visual arts, theater, music, film, museums, dance, opera comedy, history, and heritage. Denver has an active arts and cultural community, with the Denver Art Museum at the hub of this scene. The museum hosts world-renowned exhibits, such as the Yves Saint Laurent show this past summer. Another amazing show just opened to rave reviews. Becoming Van Gogh is attracting art lovers from around the world to the Mile High City. The exhibit explores Van Gogh's evolution as an artist through more than 70 paintings and drawings by the man himself, along with works by artists who played a significant role in his life. This exhibition includes pieces on loan from more than 60 public and private collections throughout Europe and North America. Nothing like this has ever been assembled before, and Denver is the only venue for this exhibit. Becoming Van Gogh is at the Denver Art Museum through January 20th, 2013. I recommend making a weekend trip out of it and booking a special hotel package that includes VIP tickets to the show. Learn more at denverartmuseum.org. There are numerous events taking place in association with Denver Arts Week. On Saturday, November 3rd, 22 Denver museums will be open to the public from 5 to 10 p.m. Attendees can shuttle between museums during this complimentary event. Everything happening in conjunction with Denver Arts Week can be found at denver.org/Denver Arts Week. Find a list of plays, a list of art walks, and information regarding the STARS Denver Film Festival. The Film Fest is important on many levels as Colorado makes a push to become known as a film-friendly place. While attending the Governor's Tourism Conference this past month in Steamboat Springs, I learned about the significance of bringing movie making to Colorado. For details on the STARS Denver Film Festival, go to denverfilm.org/festival. Right here in Fort Collins, Ladybug 2012 is at the GNU Experience Gallery this Friday and Saturday. This is two nights of girl-powered music, poetry, and more. Learn about this and other artistic events held at this venue at facebook.com/GNU Gallery. The Fort Collins Museum of Art always has an exhibit worth touring. Currently, it's Ice, Melting and Avalanche Paintings. Keep tabs on MOA by going to ftcma.org. Speaking of cultural stuff, don't forget that I've written a HeidiTown review of my trip to A Day in Pompeii, now at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. Also, there's another post on HeidiTown that many of you may find helpful as we roll into the holiday season. Libby Bryant, founder of Venue Please, has written a guest post naming her top 5 holiday event venues in Colorado. If you are looking for the perfect place to host a party this season, be sure to check out this article. I'm out of time for today. As always, you can join the town's block party at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com on FB. You can follow me on Twitter at HeidiTown or circle the town on Google+. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I will see you online.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.